Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 21st, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Tindall, followed by the pledge led by Commissioner Hall.
Before we start, I'd like to have a moment of solemn meditation for people in Santa Fe. Thank you. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand here as representative of some of the people in Jefferson County. I ask that you give this board the wisdom and the guidance to do what's right for all the people in Jefferson County. I ask that you bless all those serving our democracy here and abroad. I pray for the citizens of Jefferson County as well as all the elected officials and employees of Jefferson County. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's say the pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, a little bit out of order. Item B, under County Commissioners, consider possibly approve proclamation for the duly honored gift of life program for National Men's Health Month. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved. Second, Judge.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We have representatives of the gift of life program here that would like to come up to the podium.
Thank you.
Let me read this. The proclamation reads, whereas June, National Men's Health Month, is an awareness initiative to inform the public about men's preventable health problems and to encourage early detection and treatment of diseases. And whereas Gift of Life and local health care organizations will provide medically underserved men with free prostate cancer tests and other important screenings, along with educational outreach and hits that help enhance the health and well-being of Southeast Texans at targeted screening locations in Beaumont, Fort Arthur, and Orange. And whereas since 2000, the Gift of Life has made available more than 9,300 free prostate cancer screenings that help extend the lives of 74 men who've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, with all screenings, diagnostic tests, and cancer treatments cost entirely paid for by the Gift of Life. Whereas early detection is the best protection, statistics reflect the 5-year survival rate for men whose prostate cancer is diagnosed early is nearly 100%. Whereas 27% of adults living in Jefferson County lack health insurance, which is significantly higher than the state average of 23% of Texas adults. Whereas through the support of newly established regional health care consortium, the Gift of Life, along with community leaders and advocates, will advance health equity for Southeast Texas. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County to hereby proclaim June of 2018 as Men's Health Month in Jefferson County and May 21st as the Gift of Life Program Men's Health Awareness Day in Jefferson County. And we urge all men in our community to pursue preventive health practices and early detection efforts.
Thank you so very much, Judge and Commissioners, for allowing us this platform each year in June during Men's Health Month and our Father's Day celebration, as we make these free services available to men who cannot afford health insurance or even their high deductibles or their other barriers to care that prohibit them having access to these life-saving services. As stated in the proclamation, Southeast Texas men are at great risk, and we understand that these services are basically the lifeline for many individuals who otherwise wouldn't have access to the PSA, the prostate cancer testing screenings, as well as a host of primary care screenings that give them an early indication of the concomitant diseases that are certainly life-threatening, along with prostate cancer. As you know so well, through your generosity and your support, the Gift of Life depends upon the individual graces and generosity of individuals, as well as this court, to provide these services throughout Southeast Texas, and specifically for Jefferson County. So with the support of individuals and companies, our free life-saving services have impacted the lives of over 74 men whose lives have been extended because of these outlets of education as well as direct care. Your generosity really propels our program in such a unique way. There's not any other nonprofit that's able to provide not only the free screenings, but also pay for the pathology and cancer treatment. There's simply not anything for men outside of our program if you have had the devastating news of a prostate cancer diagnosis. One of those individuals who's with us, as well as this wonderful advocates that are all beside me, is our newly appointed Beaumont Fire Chief, who is with us as a prostate cancer survivor and certainly is someone who would like to share a testimony to the importance of early detection and prevention.
Good evening. I'd like to say thank you to the Commission Court for recognizing this group. This group does phenomenal work. I also stand before you as, she said, a prostate cancer survivor. And what does a prostate cancer survivor look like? Looks like me. Looks like the gentleman standing back here. And you get that devastating news and you think, oh my God. You always hear people say, I have cancer, but you never hear that you have cancer. Well, I'm here today to say that I believe in this organization. I was fortunate that I had insurance. So it was an easy process for me. But think about getting that news and not having insurance and not knowing, what are you going to do? What am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? Well, this organization provides over $300 worth of screening for those individuals that are at that crossroad. And what I'm asking is the individuals in the community to come out. If you need it, it's for you. We're going to be doing three of them in Jefferson County and one in Orange County. I'm asking every man to come out and get screened, whether you have insurance or not. They're not asking that. What they're asking is, we want you to come out and get screened so we can save your life. Again, thank you, Commissioners, for supporting this great organization.
Thank you. Judge Brandon, Commissioners, we simply cannot thank you enough for your support of this program. It goes well beyond the proclamation. Many of you have been the face of this program, not only spreading the word, getting the message out, but also physically being present at these events, and you've seen the number of lives that have been touched. And it goes well beyond cancer screening. Now we're looking for communicable and chronic diseases as well, so that early intervention becomes the standard, that we're able to intervene early on and get these men back on the road to a healthy life. And we just simply cannot thank you enough for all that you have done to support this work.
Hey, Judge.
And we have a couple of other of our advocates that are working with us in our health consortium. Former Mayor Prince Bobby, would you please say something?
Thank you all so much for the proclamation on behalf of the Gift of Life. And what an awesome gift. And true to his name, from the Gift of Life. It gives men in Southeast Texas an opportunity for life, for a chance at life, just by bringing about awareness and the testing. So, Commissioner Scores, I thank you all so much for that recognition.
And we will be passing, thank you, Marilyn. We've got another one of our cancer survivors in our MAC Men, which is our Men Against Cancer.
Good evening. I just want to reiterate that June 2nd, Beaumont Civic Center will be at 12 to 4. June 7th, Beaumont Civic Center, 12 to 4. And June the 23rd, we'll be at the Carl Parker Center in Port Arthur, Texas, on Lakeshore Drive, same time, 12 to 5. And on the 30th of June, we'll be at West Orange Stark High School, 12 to 4, the 30th. So I encourage each one to the places we need your help. Tell the men, please come out and check. We need your help, ladies, because they're scared. They run scared. They're scared of that digital. That's what saved my life. PSA didn't pick it up, the digital picked mine up. But I appreciate the Judge Commission for having us here today. Thank you.
Well, and just to reiterate, what Matt has said, we are just doing the labs. We are no longer doing any of the digital exams there. So guys, don't be scared. So please come. It's just a simple fingerprint. And we're going to be passing out our information, which is the screening information. But what we want to ask you to do is we're giving you gift certificates so that you can be a champion of our cause, so you can be a hero. It's a $300 value gift certificate, and it's simply redeemable by calling the Gift of apply for your pre-screening. We do encourage people to please pre-register, but if not, we are accepting walk-ins at all of the locations. And so we try to, for those that have been with us, thank you. It is an experience that is loving, compassionate. There's food, snacks, and giveaways that are provided for all the men and their families. And so it is certainly a holistic and a community event. And so we thank you for your support. And also, I'd like to just ask for Peter Rogers, if you'd like to say a couple words.
So I can do that. I'm trying to send it back. Thank you all so much. You've heard enough from all these extraordinarily articulate people. I just want to tell you something funny, which I'm on purpose of, but I wasn't able to get any message. We're so proud of all the services that we do in Southeast Texas, and we have people calling us all the time for help. And one day we had a woman who called, and she said, "I just love the Gift of Life, and I love everything y'all do, and I need to get my prostate checked." And so we tried to explain to her. She said, "I take advantage of every service that you all have, and I won't miss this one." And so we told her that we would try to do everything we could for her, and she could certainly come, but that just would not be built. That's a true story. I would not make that up. I have some lovely years. So anyway, thank you for helping us save lives in Southeast Texas. And please take the gift certificates and be a hero of the cause and help one of these men register for our free screenings. Thank you to all of you who have been with us and support our initiatives. We are deeply appreciated. Certainly wouldn't be able to make the impact in the community without your help. So thank you again.
Well, thank you so much for the Gift of Life, to all your volunteers, to your medical partners. Great assistance that they provide you. It's a fantastic service for the citizens. We certainly want to urge and encourage everyone to take advantage of this opportunity.
Thank you. Would it be too time consuming if we came forward and took a quick picture?
Sure, go right ahead. June 3rd, 2019. C is slightly amended to read, consider and approve and execute a professional services agreement rate schedule between Jefferson County, Texas and Griffin Mobley Johnson Associates to provide hazard mitigation assistance services related to Hurricane Harvey in accordance with RFQ for professional services for hazard mitigation assistance, grant applications, development, administration, project management, in accordance with Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code and the County Purchasing Act, as well as 2 CFR sections 200.318 through 326. Item D is consider and approve and adopt procurement policy for Hurricane Harvey for procurement of supply equipment, construction services, and professional services for the GLO disaster CDBG program to meet the standards established in 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Part 200, as well as state requirements. Do I have a motion on those items under purchase? Moved by Commissioner Weed.
I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion.
Question I have, Deb. In that policy revision, so we're going to be following the state policy because I noticed that with anything by about DBAs or hubs in that particular policy.
The 2 CFRs all include anything for the minority hubs that is all inclusive in that language, sir.
Local, you know, I'm going back to my other local.
We will hit the locals first. We will advertise it on the state bidding website, which includes all their hubs and minority vendors.
Okay.
And we're going to start trying to figure out how we can solicit through the SBA here locally.
Okay.
Okay. We are trying to cover everything we can to get these minority and hubs included in our bidding process, sir.
Okay. Those are the two questions I have on that. And I guess one other thing, since I know we have up there for the amendment, and it's coming under commission, but I want to know how many of these plant and abatements, how many local contractors, hubs, and DBEs have been used, the amounts of money spent locally, so we know that the money is rolling in our community.
Just got a report from ExxonMobil this morning, which is probably forwarding on to you.
Okay.
After quarter. I will tell you that during our first meeting with ExxonMobil at the Beaumont polyethylene plant expansion, they did not do a good job in using any local hardly. So we'll be just meeting to discuss that with them again. It appeared to be a problem with their general contractors at construction. And I was not the least bit happy with what they'd done.
And the reason I brought that up because after the storm, we have people just getting back on their feet, the companies and things. I think we owe them that to make sure that this is being built on their backs. And we'll make sure that these companies are participating wholly, make sure we hold their feet to the fire.
And I think that was our message to them, that they agreed contractually. They contractually agreed to give local the opportunity to bid on the project. There were cases where that did not happen. And our message was, $3,998,656.07 to the LaSalle Correctional for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item C is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending April 30, 2018. And item D is regular county bill check number 446500 through 446746. And motion on those items under offer.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Offer. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any against vote, the ayes have unanimously under. County Commissioner, item A is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Frank Adams for 27 years of dedicated service, wishing him well in his retirement. We've already covered item B. Item C is receive and file the annual audit report of Jefferson County ESP number 3 for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2017. Pursuant to section 775.082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item D is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County amended uniform tax abatement policy 2019. Item E is to consider and possibly approve an extension of 30 days for Jefferson County Emergency Services District number 4 to file their required annual audit pursuant to section 775.082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. And item F is to, well, I'll take that one separately. Do I have a motion on item A, C, D, and E?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Item F is consider and possibly approve a resolution supporting proposal to avoid the removal of Brook Road overpass and make recommendations that will enable the retention of the Brook Road overpass on Interstate 10. Is there a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. And we have one speaker, Mr. Bailey Wingate. You may come to the podium, sir.
Judge, you got another speaker here, Jim. Jim Smith.
Had he signed in beforehand?
No, sir. I didn't know.
Mr. Jim?
Yes, sir.
He gave a letter, Judge.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead, Mr. Wingate.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate the board's time. Keep it brief so Mr. Smith can talk too. I'm sure what I'm saying is a little bit preaching to the choir and redundant. I wasn't able to make last week's meeting due to a conflict. I grew up out in the area where Boyd Road is, so I have a vested interest as a person from that area, as long as along with being an attorney. I have a client I'm representing out there. I think it's been argued, said last week, but understood it, numerous reasons why taking that over a pass out would be issues, the emergency management, school buses, etc. One of the things, and so I'm more or less talking today to make a point to be on the record with TxDOT. Another thing that's not probably being considered is if that overpass was taken out, the tax base of those houses on that side of the road would drop, I think, significantly. That would hurt the county, but also, I believe, as an attorney, that would be grounds under the Fifth Amendment, the taking clause, that TxDOT would have to take consideration to drop the value of these homes. I don't know if that's been taken into account or not. Like I said, I got told kind of what happened last week, but I'd like to make that on the record and make the point. So I'm for what I believe the commission's about to vote for is a resolution against taking out Boyd Road or any of the other overpasses. I think that Boyd Road is being picked on at this point because it was first Brooks, and when there was enough outcry, now Boyd Road, and because Boyd Road doesn't have an on and off ramp, it's being, you know, again, you know, subject of TxDOT saying that might be the Achilles heel we can get in Jefferson County on. Everybody knows that if we're going to expand, we have to go out west. And so I think it's vital to keep Boyd Road. I, again, feel like I'm maybe being a little redundant, but I wanted it to be on the record and point out a couple of things since I didn't get to make it last week. So thank you for your time, and I appreciate it.
Mr. Smith, would you come over?
I've got a letter that I would like to give to his commissioner.
Yes, sir. You can bring it out here. Jefferson County Farm Bureau has voted to oppose closing the overpass over Boyd Road.
closing Boyd Road, it would create a hardship for farmers farming on both sides of the road of the interstate. First, it would increase expenses. They would spend more for fuel because they would have to drive farther by having to go to Smith Road or FM 365, also putting more exhaust in the air and more wear on tractor tires. Driving on paved roads wear tires and rubber tracks much faster. It will take more time traveling, making for less productive day by taking longer to get from place to place. Some tasks may not be done or put off till a later date, but they should be done earlier. Second, it creates a larger hazard on Smith Road or FM 365. Big four-wheel drive tractors and combines will take up both lanes of the road and overpass. Some equipment exceeds 21 feet in width. This will tie up traffic around the truck stop and increase the possibility of accidents, putting a larger liability on farmers. We feel it would be better to travel roads with less traffic. By taking Boyd Road overpass out, it would force farmers to travel roads with more traffic, causing more of a hazard and tying up law enforcement. Please leave Boyd Road overpass in your plans. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And I thank you for your attention to this matter also.
Mr. Speaker, I thank you for coming because you were one of the ones I was going to quote, and that is, we, this court, is not for taking out any of the overpass. I'm making sure it's understood. But you said something the other day when I talked to you, and that is, if we tie in those combines that come across Boyd Road and Smith Road with those tractor trailers, it's like putting fuel to the fire, putting the gasoline to the fire. Because you have those big combines, and that's something that TxDOT has to look at. But not only that, I visit with our state rep, Chairman Desitale. He's been in contact with the TxDOT office. They are looking at a plan for us to make sure we have both of those overpass in. So I want to make sure I report that. I think he called Mr. Frank and his wife and talked to them. We are this court. I am, without a question, the growth in the county goes that direction. Yes. I talked to Dr. Sharon, I think it was a Friday before, explained to him what happened from that particular standpoint. I wasn't here last week, but I want to make sure on the record to know our stride is to make sure that we have both of those overpasses in place. Goodyear is a very important taxpayer in our community, and they brought up some excellent points. That's why it's something that we have to let them study, but we have the time, and I think the resources now, and the people behind us, Representative Desitale, Representative Phelan, both have given assurances, I know for a fact, to me. So with that, I appreciate you for coming, and our goal is to make sure that neither one of them are closed.
I appreciate your time, and don't get me wrong, we're not for taking out Brooks Road.
I got you.
I hope that's not what you took out of it, so we're not.
No, we didn't.
We're leaving all of them in, but at that time the attention was taken out Boyd Road. Right. And so that was where we focused our attention. Thank you for
your time. Thank you, sir. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have unanimously under engineering, I made to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit to Coastal Caverns Inc. for the installation of 12-inch ethylene pipeline and a 2-inch fiber optic line across Highland Avenue and 310-4. B is considered possibly approved civil construction plans for the Chateau Deal of South Pine Island, a private subdivision located off site of South Pine Island Road, precinct number 1. It's within the City of Beaumont's extraterritorial jurisdiction. It's been reviewed by the City of Beaumont, Drainage District 6, and Jefferson County Engineering Department. We have a motion on the item under engineering.
I'll make the motion. I have a question.
So moved by Commissioner Hawkins, seconded by Commissioner Sendall.
I didn't see any comments on City of Beaumont Drains District 6 on that particular project. Is there comments from them?
No, sir. We did not receive any comments as it came on the document.
Okay.
We received comments prior to and took all of those into consideration before we put it on.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Next need is Memorial Day, county holiday. What to do, all the things, purchase anybody?
Tuesday.
Okay, so we will meet on Tuesday, May 29th, for Commissioners Court at 1:30. Anything Commissioners wish to bring to the attention of the public without taking action?
Well, I'll bring this to the public because, you know, as I always said, they don't have any functions at Ford Park. Ford Park at the Pavilion in September. Tickets go on sale on the 25th. It's a group that's called Frank and Beverly and Maze, and and I can't see this other group, but they will be there, and that's a pretty popular group. So Anthony Hamilton, that's something different because we hadn't seen the Pavilion used in a while. So the public, go there. And one other thing, Judge, and I apologize, but one other thing I noticed that the DA office sent us something that hot checks will be going to the local justice of peace from $5 up to $2,499.99. So that's something that needs to be noted, and I hope the public, we get that out to the public so they know that.
Yes, so the DA will continue to do intake on felony theft by checks. So anything $2,500 or greater, the rest of those theft by check cases will be taken care of in the justice courts. And of course, tomorrow is runoff voting day. And we hope that everyone celebrates and has a wonderful Memorial Day holiday. Thank y'all so much for being here today. If nothing further, we are adjourned.